Welcome and thanks for joining Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan. Let's pray.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arriving finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day at an unknown hour and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. The servant who is ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be demanded of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So, my dear brothers and sisters, before I start my homily, I just wanted to take a brief excursus and celebrate a moment here today. Our chaplain and rector, in his pastoral desire to smell like sheep, has continued his process of enculturation and is celebrating his first cowboy boot mass today. So I'd like you all to affirm his desire, his texification, that sacrifice he's made for us. So thank you, Father. Every morning at 8 a.m., I have the privilege of teaching applied ethics to a combined grade 11 and 12 class at a local Catholic school. And over the last couple of days, we've been discussing one of the proposals that's been tabled at the Synod on Synodality, the ordination of women, particularly to the diaconate. And rather than discussing the scripture or tradition or Christology or ecclesiology or sacramental theology, all things that this issue is informed by and could actually influenced by a decision on that particular proposal. Instead, we talked about what was driving this argument today. For centuries upon centuries, this has not been on the church's radar. And so the question posed was, what is the catalyst for discussing this issue, this proposal now? The why being an important exploration in the world we live in today, it's important to look at our motivations, for so often our motivations are rooted in the world rather than from above. So often our desires are being influenced by our adversary rather than being a movement of the Holy Spirit. Discernment is so important. And in our class today, the students brought up the usual talking points on women's ordination. They had some very insightful discussions on the role of motherhood in the world today and how potentially it's been devalued, etc. We had those wonderful discussions all the way through to the comical, one student having a desire to explore his mortality by making the obviously inflammatory statement, well, it's just because men are better. I can't wait to see him at the bike racks after class and see what the feminine genius comes up with to educate him on that particular statement. But in particular, what they argued about today was the impetus for this discussion at the synod, coming from a desire for equality in power and authority. This is what the students brought forward. Power and authority, topics that Jesus speaks to in our gospel today. Now, unfortunately, our understanding of power and authority in the church has become tainted by outside influences such as radical individualism, or in many cases, an outright wholesale abandonment of belief in institutional authority prompted by very public abuses of government authority, of police authority, and even from within the church in examples of clericalism or scandal. These are all factors that influence our understanding of power and authority. But the thing is, my friends, we need to hold ourselves accountable to a higher level of understanding of power and authority. We need to look at power and authority through the lens with which we view the church, and we can't look at the church with the same lens that we would look at any other institution. Why is that? Well, because no other institution is, in fact, the mystical body of Christ. And so we need to examine power and authority through the lens of Jesus Christ. And the understanding of power and authority that Jesus presented was radical in his time, and it's radical still. It's hard to understand. It requires constant effort, especially as it's so countercultural. And it's challenged by our concupiscence. The first will be last, and the last will be first. Not exactly an easy lesson to understand, much less implement. But Jesus didn't just teach about power and authority. He put it into practice. He gave us example after example of what power and authority looks like through the lens of faith, through the lens of Him. We have our God, our omnipotent, our omniscient, our omnipresent God, who humbled Himself to be born a man, and not just a man, but to be born a slave. We have our God who used His power to destroy death by subjecting Himself to death on a cross. We have a God who converted that cross from once a symbol of oppression, pain, and suffering of the worst kind, turning it into a symbol of hope and of love. We have a God who knelt down, tied His tunic around His waist, and washed the feet of those who were under His authority. And in our gospel today, power and authority, so often sought after because of what they give the person who wields them. Instead, our God tells us the more power and authority we are given, the more will be demanded of us. He told us that we will do greater things than He with the power that He gives us, and yet in order to follow Him, we have to pick up our cross daily. As we journey through what the Synod is promising to be a new era in the Church, I think now it's even more important than ever for us to root ourselves more firmly in Christ. We need to truly believe that Jesus and only Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and it is only through the lens of Jesus Christ that we can have any sort of discussion of power or authority. Saint Augustine, in his sermons, preached, "I'm terrified by what I am for you, but I am given comfort by what I am with you. For you, I am a bishop. With you, I am a Christian. The first is the name of an office undertaken. The second, a name of grace. That one, being a bishop, means danger. This one, being a Christian, this one, salvation."
Thanks once again for taking the time to join Deacon Ryan, the people's platform and community where like-minded people come together to gather, pray, and above all, share our love for both God and one another. That's Here with Deacon Ryan.